And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Our guest on this weekend show is Tuolumne County Deputy Administrator Maureen Frank. We're talking about the Tuolumne County Community Resilience Centers that are being built in Tuolumne and Groveland. During the first segment, we heard a lot about the history of the funding that came to Tuolumne County to build these centers. And Deputy Administrator Frank, next question I have is the locations, Tuolumne and Groveland. How were those two communities picked?
The only requirements of the NDRC grant was that the center or centers needed to be placed within the footprint of the Rim Fire Evacuation Zone. And from that, then we knew that we wanted a center somewhere in the Groveland area because they were heavily impacted. And then as the fire ran the canyon and was going up the other side of the canyon, the area of Tuolumne was also severely impacted by it, and typically are so, not just during the Rim Fire, but throughout the years when we had fires in that area, usually it runs the canyon and it goes up either side depending on the winds and the conditions. And so it's not necessarily that it was exactly had to be in Groveland or exactly had to be in Tuolumne, but we know it had to be in those general areas. And through the property solicitation, it just so happens that ideal properties were proposed to us and then selected by the board in those two communities.
So in Tuolumne and in Groveland, where are the specific locations?
Sure. The site in the Community Resiliency Center in Groveland is along Ferretti Road, and it's just past Groveland Community Service District on the same side of Ferretti Road as the district offices, and it's just before Pine Mountain, the entrance into Pine Mountain Lake on the other side of the street. In Tuolumne, and that was one of the really important things that the community in Tuolumne wanted, was they wanted a community resiliency center close to their downtown area. And so we were fortunate enough to partner with the Miwok Band of Indians, and we were able to place the facility on Bay Street, right next to the Tuolumne County Library and Youth Center.
So roughly, what kind of a construction timeline are you looking at for these two facilities?
Well, construction commenced May 3rd, and we're 31 days into construction, and it is it's anticipated that it'll take about 14 months to construct these facilities, and that places us probably around the end of July, just depending on what kind of rainy season we have this coming year, and hopefully we do have some rain coming this winter. And so the facilities will be completed in July, meaning that probably occupancy will probably take place sometime in August or September of 2022.
And to give a community the expectation of what to expect out there, roughly how big of a building and center are we looking at?
Roughly the community resiliency centers are roughly 9,000 square feet. The footprint or the building floor layout is exactly the same. So it's just the outside amenities for each one are different, and they're different because they match the goals that the two communities wanted for the resiliency center. So inside these centers, you have a reception lobby area. You have four offices. There's a small classroom that could probably fit about 25 people. Then we have a large conference room that can fit up to about 200 people, and it also has the ability to be divided into two. And then we have a commercial kitchen with a walk-in freezer and storage area. We have bathrooms with showers in them. I think the neatest feature about these facilities is that the whole entire building, if we need to, is on generation power. So it's a great asset for us during emergencies. There's Wi-Fi and outlets and USB ports throughout the building, and plenty of parking.
What would you say is kind of the goal and purpose of these centers?
Well, the goal for these centers is really twofold. As I said, these are the most incredible projects that I've had the honor to work with, or on, I should say. And what makes them special is they're not your typical government-driven projects. They're really driven by the community. And, you know, people said, well, what does the building look like? And I would get questions, well, what's going to be in them? And my response back to citizens that would ask me that is, I don't know. What do you think? What do we need as a community in these centers? And so it started out with, as I said, the programming meetings and talking to the community about what their needs were. And after talking to them and gathering information, it was really clear that Groveland and Tuolumne really had different goals in mind for their respective centers. For Groveland, citizens were looking for a center that was more geared towards seniors. They really wanted to create a hub for providing a variety of services or hosting events. They wanted a center in which the community could come together to work and play. So the goal of the Groveland Community Center is really to create a facility to foster social cohesion and community resilience. So then in Tuolumne, the goal really there in talking to the citizens, they were looking for a center that was more geared towards youth, learning, providing a catalyst for increased economic development. Again, as I said before, it was important to locate the center close to the downtown area, both for the ease of access and then also to try to re-energize economic vitality in their downtown core area. So for Tuolumne, their goal was to create a facility that fosters economic revitalization and economic resiliency. So same footprint, same layout, but two very different goals to match what the citizens in those two communities really wanted to see out of these centers.
So is the plan to have tenants that will hopefully keep the centers financially sustainable in the future?
Absolutely. And that's what really makes the community resiliency centers different than just a community hall. We will, as I mentioned, we had four offices, and we have various partners that have signed partnership agreements with us who want to come in and provide services and programs out of there, and so they will have offices within the facility.
You know, as construction is taking place on these centers, do you recommend that people travel with caution around those areas?
Oh, absolutely. Especially in the Groveland Community Resiliency Center. So as we said, it's right along Ferretti Road. The construction trailers and the parking for the contractor and his subcontractors are across the street from the construction site, right near the entrance to Pine Mountain Lake. And so I just ask people to please be very careful as they travel along Ferretti Road. They're going to see more people than they usually do crossing the streets, and they're also going to see large vehicles, tractors, other heavy equipment coming in and off that site. So please be patient with us. We will try to be good neighbors as much as possible and not cause traffic problems, but just be careful in watching out for people that are crossing the road in that area.
Were you able to have local contractors take part in the construction?
Oh my gosh. There's so many wonderful things and so many unique and beneficial things with the Community Resiliency Project. And I think one of the neatest things that transpired was most of the team that is working on this project are local. And I can't say enough about the team. It's just an awesome group of people that have really come together for this project to really, they're working so hard to make these incredibly community resiliency centers all that we can be and something very proud, something we as a community can be proud of. And so the team consists of Lyonakis Architects, who did the programming document and plans and specifications. And then you have Roblin Construction Management, Terry Cox from Cox Consulting with the grant requirements, and Adams Ashby, who are working with us on the neighborhood stabilization grant requirements, and Amy Augustine, who's local, who's doing is the biologist of record. And then, you know, all the county staff, I can't say enough for them. You know, the CRA staff and Public Works and Fire, they did the plans reviews, they provided input on the design, and they're also doing the inspections. The one thing I guess I'm proudest of is that we have the most incredible contractor we could, and he's local. It's Robert Boyer Construction, and his team is just amazing. So, you know, a huge shout out to Robert and Jesse and Clinton and Billy and Jeff and Lisa and Caitlin. I hope I didn't leave anyone out. And all of their subcontractors, this is their community, and they're so proud to be part of this facility, and it shows. And the collaboration of all the people I just listed have been just amazing. During construction projects, you're going to always run into problems, but we put our heads together, we work it out, and it's just, again, been great to work with all of them.
Talking about the Tuolumne County Community Resilience Centers that are under construction in Groveland and Tuolumne, Deputy Tuolumne County Administrator Maureen Frank is our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.